I noticed that you had a couple of papers at the ASH meeting looking at R-CHOP and radioimmune therapy. Can you comment a little bit about that?
Yeah, so radioimmunotherapy, I mean, this is a modality that's approved for relapsed follicular lymphoma, ibrutinib, teoxetan. We often use, just because it's a shorter word than saying yttrium-90, ibrutinib, teoxetan. The study that we reported at ASH was a long-term follow-up of the Southwest Oncology Group study comparing R-CHOP versus CHOP I-131 tocetumumab. That agent is very similar to the ibrutinib, teoxetan. It had been withdrawn because of really lack of people using it. And it was very interesting. The longest remissions were with the radioimmunotherapy. And I can tell you anecdotally in my clinic, patients that have received radioimmunotherapy, those are the folks that stay in remission. However, this was counterbalanced by a slightly higher rate of secondary malignancies in the radioimmunotherapy group. So the overall survival was really a wash. But it does tell us that this is a very powerful therapy. And I think people often forget about using radioimmunotherapy for their patients with follicular lymphoma.
Can you describe a situation right now or a recent case where you've used radioimmunotherapy with FL?
Well, the kind of situation really would be somebody who has had prior therapies. Usually, I'm a little more cautious in folks that are young because they have many years ahead of them and you want to keep the downstream options open. But for older adults, however one may want to define that, this is a very well-tolerated therapy. You can get long remissions, and there's less of a worry about secondary myeloid malignancies in 10 years, potentially, in this population.
And when you use radioimmunotherapy in that situation, what do you see globally? What percent of patients benefit?
Yeah, well, the data would say about half get a remission, and the remission duration on average from the studies is about a year. I think what's sometimes forgotten is there is a significant subset that really can get long remissions, and there, as was seen in the SWOG study as well, you know, probably 10-20% can really have prolonged remissions with radioimmunotherapy. So there's some patients who are particularly sensitive to this strategy. You do have to make sure you do a marrow, and patients have to have less than 25% bone marrow involvement. But it's really very well tolerated, two infusions, and you're done.